again, everybody. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from this great continent of Africa will be knocking on your doors again today, so I want you to relax because I am ready to take you on a beautiful trip around Africa on disc. But later on the show, to help me pilot and to talk about some very important things, I have with me the president of the Sierra Leone Association of Journalists, SLAJ, Mr. Ahmed Saheed Nasrallah, who is right here with me in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the African Beat, Mr. Ahmed Nasrallah.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I can see that. You know, I know it's been a long, long time, but it's so good to see you around. And we're going to have fun today, right?
Yes, definitely.
So, first of all, let me ask you, how was the trip coming here?
It was a fun-filled, enriching, and very educative trip. And it's about 21 days we spent here in America, moving from one state to another state. And it's all about media, it's all about the American society, it's all about culture, and we learned so many things.
That's right, just hold it right there. Take the card out of the bag yet, because we got more coming on that. So ladies and gentlemen out there, fans of the African Beat across the world, wherever you are, remember, it's the president of the Sierra Leone Association of Journalists, SLAJ, and that is Ahmed Saheed Nasrallah, right here on the African Beat. But right now, let's take some music. Starting off from Nigeria, Yemi Alade comes in with Nakam, and right after that, Daktari by the Ethic Entertainment of Kenya, and Feeling by Bebe Cool of Uganda. But it's Nakam right now by Yemi Alade from Nigeria.
Buzz, big man buzz. Buzz, big man buzz. Buzz, big man buzz. Big bang, 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 bamboo.
Make a check the talkers on money. Tuna chaka na dani. Mindy udunga kama daktari. Na baki ndane kwa ndane. Na baki ndane kwa ndane.
Hey, tuna step na te inakam. Tuna left na fia nakam. Konga sana tia itakam. Na ataki kuja busta kisabe gonga. Gonga, gonga tupi gonga. Nyonyi pongi, nyonyu ki gonga. Gonga, gonga. Supo jani piandom kambia fande mbele tuki songa.
Ne kuche ki choka zamane. Tuna chaka na dane. Mindi udunga kama daktari. Na baki ndane kwa ndane.
Neza isha kwa hivyo itisha. Kiwashe kikichatisha. Kuguza tezi ibisha. Bebisha unanimaliza. Masharungu lonchizishe. Napenda umbo nda kufurisha. Mezi tisa endo pimishe. Kushibishwa kumbulingizwa.
Mekucheki toka zamane. Tunataka na dhane. Mindi udunga kama daktari. Na baki ndane kwa ndane.
Buzz, big man buzz. Buzz, big man buzz. Buzz, big man buzz. Big bang, 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 bamboo. Inajitoa choche. Inashuka, inajipata kunyi. Zubadu, toke kwa fudi. Nachashi, moneze kwa ngumi. Uchitepa, kia kilistumi. Inambao na miumba usakumi. Kuntahu, watuban maudi. Uchitepa, kia kilistumi.
Mekucheki toka zamane. Tunataka na dhane. Mindi udunga kama daktari. Na baki ndane kwa ndane. Ate kwa ndane. Na baki ndane kwa ndane. Ate kwa ndane. Na baki ndane kwa ndane.
Bazu, big man bazu. Bazu, big man bazu. Bazu, big man bazu. Big bang, 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 bang. Buzz, big man buzz. Buzz, big man buzz. Buzz, big man buzz. Big bang, 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 bamboo.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat. And this is the sounds of Africa.
African.
African beats.
You got a Nigeria, you got a Nigeria. Hey, before you make me. Mama, you wanna make you my baby mama. You really make me wanna. I love it how you do that. Waka waka. She don't roll in my body. She make me wanna give you everything. Mama, see, papa, see, no. And everything about her smiling face, I confess. She captivating my mind. She tell me, say, me check her body. She may strip me with a bigger body. You wanna make me evergreen. My baby fresh and evergreen.
She a Ascalypso, my land.
A lot of people want your body. I know a lot of them are acting funny.
Some say that they want you. They know that we need you. Can't live life without you.
So give it to me. Early in the morning when you see me, see me.
Breakfast in bed. Do me, do me. I go to you from Lagos. We go to Kampala.
She a Ascalypso.
Yeah.
say me check her body. She me strip me with a bigger body. Me wanna make it evergreen. My baby fresh and evergreen.
She make me walk down, down to the temple.
Right on, Fillings, the sound of Baby Cool from Uganda, and before that, Daktari by the Ethic Entertainment of Kenya, and Nakam by Yemi Alade of Nigeria. This is your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. And, you know, I told you about my guest you just heard from him. That is the great Ahmed Nasrallah from Sierra Leone. And, you know, Ahmed, you were talking about your trip. In a nutshell, what was the mission of that particular trip?
Well, basically, this is a U.S. State Department-funded trip. It's called the International Visitor Leadership Program, and it's the Edward Morrow Program for Journalists. And it's basically to introduce journalists from other countries to American society, American media, and the culture, and also us exchanging our own experiences as journalists back home with the American people.
So in few words, what would you say, what did you pick out from this whole experience that you're going to take back home?
Well, the bigger experience for me is that the American media here is very free, but they have their own problems. But the thing that struck me most is that there is a general determination to and a genuineness about them to address those problems, those challenges that is there. And the determination to ensure that they practice journalism according to how it should be practiced. Truthful journalism, abiding by the rules, abiding by the procedures, the regulations, and ensuring that journalists hold leaders to account. They provide accurate information for the people to make informed decisions, and journalists there to be the voice of the voiceless.
All right, we'll be right back with our guest, Ahmed Nasrallah, the president of the Sierra Leone Association of Journalists, who is right here with me in Washington, D.C. Let's take some music, and when we come back, we'll be talking more to him. Far Away is our next track that we're going to play, the sound of Sierra Leonean-born Manzu Manaman, and right after that, Hello by the Beast and Java from South Africa. So let's take Manzu Manaman right now. In Far Away.
It's Mr. Coker.
I lay down to sleep, they call you name. Not blaming for food, it's not okay. Oh yeah, I want my radio, now that mommy him. Baby, cancel me, just keep me lane. Funky not to blast us, to cry no man no the pass. Then say funky not to blast us, to cry no man no the pass. I say you love it, eat me like a tender. From January to December, ooh, girl you make a member. Me and you two at that corner. Hold me Jojo, hold me Jo, baby can make you carry me go. Hold me Jojo, hold me Jo, baby can make you carry me go. Take me away. Take me far away. Funky not to blast us.
can make you carry me go. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Jo. Baby, can make you carry me go. Take me away, take me far away. Can make you carry me go. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Jo. Baby, can make you carry me go. Take me away, take me far away.
On Java of South Africa, and before that, Far Away by Manzoo Manaman. And you know, it's so beautiful out here in Washington, D.C. today, and it's so wonderful having my brother with me in the studio. And you know, we're gonna talk things, we're gonna talk it right, all right? So just stay where you are, I'll be right back. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday at 0900 and 2000 UTC for a soothing musical journey. I guarantee it. And my guest again in the studio is the president of the Sierra Leone Association of Journalists, That is Mr. Ahmed Saheed Nasrallah. Very soon there will be World Press Freedom Day.
Yep.
And so what is it like being a journalist right now in Sierra Leone?
Well, I think there is relative freedom. As a journalist in Sierra Leone right now, you do your work without having the fear that you will be invited by the police and detained over the weekend. You do your profession right now without the fear that there is a criminal libel attached to what you publish or what you write. So that's generally that kind of freedom. People, journalists are free to publish.
So people are at ease right now to do their work.
Journalists do their work. There is nobody in jail. It has been a long time since we Sludge, as the umbrella body, went to the police to try to get the release of a journalist for what they publish or what they do.
And I want to believe that's a good thing.
Yeah, that is a good thing. The environment is generally free, except for what we go into the elections. There are some concerns that we have, especially in relation to our relationship with the police. And because they provide security and provide information for the public, but there is always sometimes during elections we have those clashes where they will assault and journalists and seize their equipment and a lot of things. Yeah. So that is what we are trying to avoid going to these elections. But generally, the environment is free. There are so many newspapers, there are so many media houses, there are so many radio stations, and journalists are practicing without any fear. But what we are doing as Sludge in terms of ensuring that people get the correct information is we are currently embarking on training of journalists, because we know journalists who reported on the 2018 elections, most of them will not be there this time. It's 5 years, and so there is need for training and training and training. So we are focusing on the conflict sensitive reporting, so that journalists will minimize the way they report, so that their reporting do not cause conflict between the political parties or cause some kind of misunderstanding. And to promote responsible reporting, that's the essence of it all.
That's it.
Yeah, so that's what we're trying to do, to ensure that journalists report on these elections in a responsible manner, so that the public
I am happy you talked about responsible reporting. Yeah. You used the word media. Mm-hmm. And these days, everybody use that word, mm-hmm. media. Everybody, there's this emergence of social media. Mm-hmm. And so everybody now talks about, I'm a media person. Everybody have a phone, go on there and just say something that they just saw, or somebody just told them something, and they say, oh, it's the media. Because the people are going to be listening to the media. How can we differentiate the information that is coming from the well-trained journalists to these people who will just go on social media and just say anything?
So definitely you touch on the right point. That is a challenge we are going to face for these elections, because the number of people now using social media has increased compared to 2018. And so there is a lot of information flying on social media, and the public is exposed to those information. And so most of that information are misinformation, malinformation, hate news and hate speech, fake news, and political propaganda. So it's very difficult for the public to discern which news they consume and what is the correct news or what is truthful news around the election. So what we have done part of this training is to ensure that journalists differentiate themselves from those who just say that they're journalists because they have access to smartphones. Now we have bloggers, we have people who do commentaries on social media, and they claim to be journalists as well because they are passing information, they're creating content. And so once you have trained, we expect that you identify yourself as a professional journalist, you abide by the rules, and you provide correct information to the public.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Another beautiful tune here by Sierra Leonean-born Innocent Kuti, and he calls this one Pray For Me. And it's a beautiful song, and I'm sure you're going to love it. And right after that, Amina by Ariel Shini of Cote d'Ivoire. But first, Pray For Me by Innocent Kuti.
Boy, I pray for me. Mama, pray for me. I'm in the jungle. I want to make money. Boy, I pray for me. Papa, pray for me. Oh, no, I guide my footsteps in this journey. Boy, I pray for me. Pray, pray, pray. Pray, 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 pray.
journey. The road to success, not be something we funny. Sometimes you go K-level, sometimes you go stormy. Lord, I depend on you to prepare a table before me. Baba, take me away from this wilderness. Protect me from the things them, where you be said that they give my stress. This year my life was sweet, I'm tired with this bitterness. I must make this money, I beg you, Baba, make you give access. Boy, I pray for me, Mama, pray for me. I'm in the jungle, I want to make money. Boy, I pray for me, Papa, pray for me. Oh, no, I guide my footsteps in this journey. Boy, I pray for me, pray, pray, pray. As you see me so, it don't tell where I struggle. My own portion of blessing, I beg that you give me, I'm double. Baba, take me away from this wilderness. Protect me from the things them, where you be said that they give my stress. This year my life goes sweet, I'm tired with this bitterness. I must make this money, I beg you, Baba, make you give access. Boy, I pray for me, Mama, pray for me. I'm in the jungle, I want to make money. Boy, I pray for me, Papa, pray for me. Oh, no, I guide my footsteps in this journey. Boy, I pray for me, pray, pray, pray. Be something with funny. Sometimes you go K-level, sometimes you go stormy. Lord, I depend on you to prepare a table before me. Baba, take me away from this wilderness. Protect me from the things them, where you be said that they give my stress. This year my life was sweet, I'm tired with this bitterness. I must make this money, I beg you, Baba, make you give access. Boy, I pray for me, Mama, pray for me. I'm in the jungle, I want to make money. Boy, I pray for me, Papa, pray for me. Oh, no, I guide my footsteps in this journey. Boy, I pray for me, pray, pray, pray.
Un petit nous si c'est pas de ma faute, yeah. Colonel et d'abord fouet arrière de chine. On ne met jamais le sable dans mon attique. Ce qui n'est pas pour toi, poteau, faut pas chercher. Jolie Amina, eh, jolie Amina, jolie Amina, eh, jolie Amina. On dit qu'à cause de toi là, je fais trop de dégâts. Yeah, yeah, yeah. On dit qu'à cause de toi là, je fais trop la bagarre. Je suis un petit nous si c'est pas de ma faute, yeah. Colonel et d'abord fouet arrière de chine. On ne met jamais le sable dans mon attique. Ce qui n'est pas pour toi, poteau, faut pas chercher.
Hey, vas-y, baby, quick. Hey, vas-y, baby, go. Hey, vas-y, baby, quick.
You make me crazy. When I see your face, I go be mad. Oh. I have something on your back, I wanna take it. I swear your smile make my day shiny. I thank your mama, she bought you very well. Please tell your father, we are ready for the chapel. Baby, t'es ma go, t'es comme mon réseau, ghetto. J'en perds même les mots, tellement je suis accro, t'es ma dose. Tu n'as qu'à parler, moi je suis le cas. Comme les boutiquiers de Montierka. Jolie Amina, jolie Amina. Jolie Amina, jolie Amina. On dit qu'à cause de toi là, je fais trop de dégâts. On dit qu'à cause de toi là, je fais trop la bagarre. Je suis un petit nous si c'est pas de ma faute. Pour nous donner l'enfoiré à rien échelonner. On n'aime jamais le sable à mon attaqué. Ce qui n'est pas pour toi, poteau, il faut laisser. Pour toi, on dit je perds la tête. C'est pas de ma faute. On dit je suis jaloux. C'est pas de ma faute. Ce qui m'appartient, on touche pas. C'est pas de ma faute. Ce qui n'est pas pour toi, poteau, faut pas chercher.
Je suis de Paris.
C'est pas de ma faute.
Yannick Levy.
C'est pas de ma faute.
Je suis du Ghana.
C'est pas de ma faute. Ce qui n'est pas pour toi, poteau, faut pas chercher.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I'm David Vandy. Okay, now Ahmed, before I let you go, I know you are really busy right now, but there is one very important thing I want to talk to you about. As a journalist, earlier you talked about the freedom with which the press is operating right now. Has there been any extrajudicial killings of Sierra Leoneans in Sierra Leone? People say these things on social media, and it spreads like wildfire. Mm-hmm. People like to spread bad news. Mm-hmm. To your knowledge, mm-hmm. has there been any jailing, putting people in prison for no just cause?
Okay, yes, like you said, bad news spreads faster, and definitely that's the general norm about news. If it bleeds, it's news. As long as it had blood, it's news. People will spread it fastly. Mm-hmm. Yes, what we keep telling people, especially those of us who are compared to who live abroad, you have to be to cross-check the information that you receive from back home, from people. Not, you have to have trusted sources of information where you get information, that the information is key. I am part of, Sludge was part of the, after the following the August 10 incident that happened in our country, Sludge was the leading organization that called for an investigation into those incidents. And fortunately, the president appointed a committee, and Sludge was part of that committee. So we went around the country. Part of the question that we asked, because there were allegations of extrajudicial killings, mm-hmm. rampant all over the place, and even international media organizations reported on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so every community we went to, because the meeting we had was with all the stakeholders in the community, the chiefs, the youth, the politicians, the women, the CSOs, everybody we invited to the meetings that we held in all the areas that the incident took place. And one of the questions that we asked them, do you know of any extrajudicial killing that took place here? Do you know of anybody that has been missing, that you know, we was part of a community but has been missing? People, officers came and they took him out and you never saw them again. They said no. So it was in our report. It is in our report. But since those who were making those allegations, we invited them to face the committee and to give us an idea of what they know. Some of them came, but they could not comment on anything. And so part of our recommendations in the committee, in our report, was to tell the government that we recommend a further investigation into the allegations of extrajudicial killings. But for our own investigation, we could not find anybody who will tell us that somebody was missing in the community as a result of extrajudicial killing or those sort of things. Yeah.
What's up, people? This is your boy, Kobe Maxwell. You listen to African Beat with David Vandy. Love it, like it, enjoy it.
Thank you very much. And so we're moving on. And we got to move on now to another music segment with a therapist. And this is Nak. And right after that, Jarabi by Jiba of Senegal. And we take called Songs by Jennifer Lamote and Sakodi of Ghana, but it's Knack Right Now by The Therapist.
Jochna la le, Jochna la le, it's not a fee. warmer. Yeah, come to your virgin to be frank. But my kiss love is on my way. You yeah, told me man, you're so much
African beat with music of Africa from the voice of America. We love it.
Oh, Nana. Scale it up. Scale. What else?
Whenever you need love, call me. I will give it to you 6 in the morning. I'll be your hobby. I will do anything for the body. So can love ya, potato, baby, baby. My sweet potato. Adore you, who wine for me, baby. Oh, he my Doritos. Answer to me, come and you're ready, yes, babe.
Jennifer Lumuti. Me nam kwa swa meba, why you ready, dear? Aho ma chingu nya wu tidi di, mu na ma bre, enana drip hane nya wu, dear. Enche me do nothing, so si me jaso. Tutumpuma ni mlubi, abeti yanka. Fada di lumba, nyumbi si sobo, mi sumye kasa, na minu mye nufimbu ye. Ah, inti na me do we yo. Oh my men kasakrani we bune ni otema se. Baby ana wash a demo one pack it kakika. I'm coming to sana so me bura na me gwa my neighbor. Ahoma chinye da was so. Yeah.
Crazy baby. Cause I give you my heart and my body. Whenever you need love, call me. I will give it to you 6 in the morning. I'll be your hobby. I'll do anything for the body. So I love your potato, baby, baby. My sweet potato, hey. Adore you, wine for me, baby. Oh, him my Doritos. Answer to me, come and you ready, yes, baby. Power they connect me. A beauty like a bunch of rose. She say I be too skillful and a messy. You don't know, say you bust up my brain. No.
Jennifer Jamie, who I made me suja. A bin pity for mona when you be a so. Nyemenya ne cane, when you need papa, one woman come up with a TV who done a tutatoto. From when you papa, when you done a CC. From for no chidi, Jamina Bonitia. And I do the so much so do be the Bammy Mabun Kimma who's a penny that won't come here. Whoop a day, whoop a kaya motor.
Call Songs by Jennifer Lamote and Saka D. And before that, Jarabi by Jibao Senegal and Knack by the Therapist of Sierra Leone.
Hi, this is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
How is the World Press Freedom Day going to be celebrated?
Yes, we are working now. We are putting something together. What we want to do this year, we know in every elections, because this one falls within the elections period, every elections, all the political parties will have a manifesto. They will have something on media, what they want to do for the media. But this time, we want to develop our own manifesto. So what we are doing, we are working right now with support from the European Union. We want to develop our own manifesto, what we call the media we want. This is a Sludge Media Manifesto. It's going to be done by both Sludge and the Media Reform Coordinating Group. So right now, we are at the point of doing a survey, asking our journalists to tell us their priorities in a framework. We want to talk about safety and security of journalists. What is your priority? What do you want the politicians to do or the government to do when they come to power? In the area of gender inclusion, what do you want to do? In the area of capacity building and professionalism, what do you want? In the area of improving press freedom, what do you want? And so these are the frameworks, and we send them to them. Give us your priorities, and that's what we'll call it together. And we have a validation day. We will invite all the heads of the Sludge and affiliate bodies and other media stakeholders to come to the table, and we look at the document, and we agree that this is what we want for the media in Sierra Leone. And this is what we will launch in commemoration of World Press Freedom Day. It may not be on the day of itself, but it will be around that period. Yes, and we'll launch it as in commemoration of World Press Freedom Day. Telling the politician, this is what we want for the media, not what you want. This is what you want. So if, when you do your manifestos, please take all of this into account. Yes.
Okay. And one final thing. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of Sierra Leoneans here in the United States. Mm-hmm. That are journalists that have not been registered in Sludge. Mm-hmm. So, what is Sludge going to do to get those people drawn into being a part of Sludge?
I'm looking forward to meet them. And my appeal will be: I want to encourage them to become Sludge members. There are those who have been Sludge members, but they've lost touch with the association. It has taken them about 10, 15, 20 years. They've not paid their dues. They are not in touch with the association. We encourage them to come back and renew their membership. And those who have not joined, to join. Because it's nice to be part of your association. If you're a professional journalist, it's nice to be part of a professional association. So we're encouraging them. It's voluntary. We'll encourage you to be part of the association so that you contribute and you identify yourself as a member of Sludge. The process is simple. When we start the process after the elections, we'll ensure that everybody knows here, because you're going to be online and you go to apply online, and there will be a team, because the Constitution provides for a membership credentials committee that will oversee the recruitment process. You apply, and then they will interview you. And then if you meet the criteria, then you become a member of Sludge.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ahmed Nasrallah.
Thank you so much for joining me
on the African Beat
thank
today.
Thank you so much for having me here.
It's been such a pleasure to have you right here with me. And so for those of you who are out there, this is your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. I know we've been a little bit serious this time, talking about serious things.
It's all good.
Yeah. It's all good. So I'm David Vandy here in Washington, D.C., and I hope to be around again. So, till we meet again, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Peace out.
Divided, miscast, are united, we go stand. Forget about Better nation.